Well, let me tell you what we do know about owning a McDonald's franchise, okay? The purchase price is anywhere between $1.2 to $2.2 million, depending on where you're purchasing that, things of that nature. You must have $750,000 in capital, non-borrowed. There's a franchise fee in the United States, $45,000. You know why we say in the United States, right? Because McDonald's is what?
Worldwide.
It's a worldwide company. It's international. They got 36,000 franchises throughout the world. There's a service fee of 4% of gross sales. So the franchise fee is a one-time only cost, but the 4% of gross sales is an annual deal, okay? And then Hamburger U training. You got to go to Illinois, Oak Brook, Illinois, okay? And you go to Oak Brook, Illinois, okay, and they're going to set you up in their training program called an RDM, and that teaches you how to run your system from ship supervisor all the way up to general manager, how the ins and outs of that system, okay? And you must go through 2 years of training before earning a dime or even signing a contract, right? So you got to prove to them that you know the system. You can't purchase the system if you don't know the system. Okay, so you got to show that you're worth what you say you're worth, and you got to show that you got the assets. But they won't take a dime from you, or you can't even get the franchise unless you prove to them you can run all the systems. Okay, the franchise owner didn't want to flip hamburgers or clean restaurants. What did he want to do? They wanted to own the business, okay? They didn't want to sell French. They didn't want to sell French fries. They didn't want to flip hamburgers, okay? And if they did, they certainly wouldn't do McDonald's. They would do Burger King or Rally's. Anybody's got better hamburgers than McDonald's. But McDonald's sells more of them. Why? More distributions, more outlets than anybody in the world. But after all of this here, net profit is $150,000. And so the reason you want to own it is because what? It's successful. You know, if you can get in the door, you can get one, right? You're going to do what? You're going to make money, okay? And the average franchisee don't own one. They own how many? They own six. And the reason they own six, guys, is so that it doesn't seem like they own a job, because it's more profitable, okay? More profitable, okay? Let's say that you hired your mother at McDonald's, okay? Your best friend at McDonald's. And they're store managers or general managers. Okay, so what happens is your best friend says, hey, look, I want to be one of your key people. I want to be your shift manager. I want what? I want the daytime shift. Daytime shift starts at 5:15 a.m. Okay, and they may do it part-time. Okay, they may work with you. They might have another full-time job and work with you what? Part-time or whatever the case may be. Or they might have two full-time jobs. Okay, but you the boy, you the girl, so they want to work with you. Okay, so it starts at 5. You're supposed to be there at 5:15. First egg sandwich, first cup of coffee rolls out at 6 p.m. And you do that for the first 60 to 90 days, they show up right. And then all of a sudden, right, after 60 to 90 days, instead of showing up at 5:15, they show up, let's say, at 5:45. And they do that 2 or 3 days in a row. Well, there's a problem. And what's the problem? Well, the problem is, number one, nobody else can get in because you're the shift manager, right? And then that means the first product is not going to be ready to roll out at 6 o'clock. It's not going to be ready to roll out till 6:30. So your customer base from 6 to 6:30, right? All those people, man, they lost all that money. So this is the magical question. This is what you want off of this page. The magical question is, will you shut down your business? Why not? Why not?
You can hire somebody else.
Huh?
You can replace them, hire somebody else.
Because you're in business. One clown can't stop the circus.
Can't stop the show. Why would you shut down the business? Because your best friend and what they're supposed to do, you're not getting rid of your business, right? No, not at all. And that's what you want them to understand, because you're setting them up for Primerica. You're building your 7 to 10 key core people, right? So if the same question is going to come up, if your best friend say, hey, I want to be one of your key players, and they come and show up and they learn the systems for the first 2 to 3 months, and all of a sudden they stop showing up, well, you're going to shut your business down? Not at all. What are you going to do? You're going to replace them. So you're going to interview more. You're going to recruit more. Does that make sense? Okay, so you knew what? So you can find that other key player. So that's what you want to set up there. Well, would you want to own a Primerica franchise? Why not? Well, I don't know. Why don't you know? Well, I've never heard of your company. Would you want to own a Primerica franchise? No. Well, why not? Well, all y'all do is sell insurance. Really? Okay, I don't want to sell insurance. Okay? All right, but whatever the answer to the question is, the next answer is what? The next question is always the same. Let me tell you what. Well, let me tell you what we do know. This is what we do know. within an 18 to 36 month period of time, you can build a franchise that can pay you $115,000 a year, which is the average income of an RVP slash franchisee with Primerica. While you're learning the systems and building your business, okay, the franchise could potentially pay you $25,000 to $50,000 while you're learning the systems and building your business. When you become an RVP or franchisee, they give you $15,000 in stock. As soon as you get the franchise, they give you $15,000 in stock. There's a low startup cost, no territory restrictions, cutting-edge technology, equity opportunities. It's a publicly traded company. You can go buy our stock today, PRI. PFSU, licensing and training, which is sanctioned. PFSU is sanctioned by the state, authorized the state by the state, that we can teach and train our own people, get them licensed. There's no franchise, service, or royalty fee. You get bonuses. You get overrides, which is the profits off your business that I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes. There's ownership and trips. They give you two trips a year on the average. And then you have expansion and growth potential with what? With equity opportunities. And see, we offer the best financial products made in America to middle-income families. See, we are so good at distribution that other companies create financial services products for us to distribute. But what are you talking about? Look at the company manufacture financial products for us to distribute for them. Voya, AXA for 401k plans, AIG, Bright House Financial, AXA, and Lincoln for annuities. Then we've got mutual funds, American Funds, Franklin Templeton, Legg Mason, Invesco, Pioneer, American Century. And then we have long-term care with you, Genworth Financial, LTCI. Then we have a legal protection plan, an ID theft defense plan. And then auto and homeowners insurance through Safeco, Progressive. In fact, there's about 25 companies on this platform. Then Vivint Smart Home, which is a protection program for your home and things of that nature. National Benefit Life, health insurance, life insurance through Primerica Life and NBL. That's mind-boggling. And then guess what? Look at the profits off your business once you're a franchise owner. So here you are, a franchise owner. You hire somebody, they come to work in your franchise on a part-time basis. Similar to people work at McDonald's part-time, you got what? You got part-timers and you got full-timers. So you got a person who comes to work with your business part-time. They get licensed in your business. They go out and help a client. They're the 25% contract. They make $250. They're happy. Why are they happy? They're happy because they can make more money part-time here in their part-time business than they can in a part-time job. If they need an extra $500 for the month of December, all they got to do is go out and do what? Help two transactions, help two clients, and they made themselves an extra $500. If they had a full-time job and then they got something to do on a part-time basis, how hard is it for them to go out there and say, hey, this month I want to make $500? That's doubly tough, but when you got a part-time business, you can go do it any way you want to. But this is the key. Who's the owner? You are. Who's the RVP? Who's the franchisee? You are. So they make $250, and they're what? They're totally happy. But look at your profit off your business. You make $850. They're a senior rep, 35% contract. They make $350 every time they help a client, but you make $750. Now think about this now. They are part-time. They may go out and help one client make $500. You get $600 in profit. As higher they go up, the less you get. But look at the profits that you earn off of your business. That's mind-boggling. Let me tell you what else that we know. You know what? We have more six- and seven-figure income earners than any other company in America. Google it. Do you see it?
Yes.
Does it make sense to you?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What if at Primerica you hired your best friend? Exact same thing, right? And they stopped showing up. Didn't take it seriously. Would you shut your business down?
No.
Not at all. What are you going to do? You're going to interview more. You're going to recruit more to do what? To replace them. Exact same thing. See, do you understand that inside of McDonald's, they have an internal system? They got dishwashers, cooks, cashiers, shift managers, store managers. And through that internal program, you can move from a dishwasher up to a store manager. Same thing in Primerica. We got reps, senior reps, district divisions, and regional leaders. Okay, but you understand that most people within the system don't move up. You know why they don't move up? They don't move at McDonald's because they what? Because they're happy. They're happy they got a what? Happy they got a job. And they don't want the responsibilities. Well, guess what? The exact same thing over here. They don't want the responsibilities of training other people and being a franchise owner and store owner and things of that nature. Does that make sense? See, in the first 18 to 36 months, you went and built your franchise. Now you're expanding, your expansion. Because the average franchisee with McDonald's own how many?
Six.
So now you're expanding. Look at what happens when you start expanding. It opens up other offices. Look at what happens. You're building profitable RVPs / franchisees. See, let's say you go build 10. See, for everyone that you bring into your business and you get them to where they have their own outlet, their own office, the company gives you a total of $17,150 in stock. Times 10 of them, they gifted you $171,500 in stock. Now look, this is a historical fact. $10,000 invested in our company back in the 1980s and held on to for 20 years was worth $6.2 million. Now, what is this going to be worth to your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandbabies 15, 20 years from now? It's going to be worth millions and millions of dollars. That's mind-boggling. And look here. Look at the money that you can make while you're diversifying. See, you go out there, you build your six franchises, right? Your 6 to 10, 7 to 10. Look at your cash flow. $754,000 by diversifying your business. We're gonna clean this up some more. So what's the big picture? See, the big picture is this. See what McDonald's? $1.2 million, $750,000 in liquid assets, liquid non-borrowed assets. See, whether it's Primerica, which only costs you $124, or McDonald's, you need four things. Number one, you gotta have a location. Number two, you gotta have licenses. Number three, you gotta have a team. And number four, you gotta have clients. And see, guess what? Number one, you use our office until you open yours. Number two, when you go into business, you gotta have licenses, don't you? So you're in business, so you must do what? You must get licensed. And number three and four, your certified trainer is gonna help you build your team and your clientele base. See, it only costs you $124 to get started. But see, if you had to pay for all your licenses and everything yourself, depending on the state that you're in, it'd cost you somewhere between $4,000 and $10,000. But Primerica realizes that middle-income Americans don't have that kind of money to go into business, so guess what they do? They partner with you and they cover those costs for you. That's mind-boggling. See, what's the big picture? See, McDonald's. He said, how McDonald's became the leader in the fast, they were the leader in the fast food industry. But see, Ray Kroc said two things. He said, there's two most important requirements for major success. Number one, you gotta be in the right place in the right time. McDonald's was in the right place at the right time to do what? Dominate the fast food industries. Primerica, look at what Morningstar said about them. They said industry domination. They said Primerica will be as disruptive to the financial services industry as Amazon was to retail industry. Mm-hmm. That is mind-boggling. Wow. So both of these companies are in the right place at the right time. And Ray Kroc said number two is doing something about it. See, Ray Kroc did something about it. Are you? See, guys, this is what we do know. See, capital isn't scarce. Vision is. So it ain't about the money, it's about your vision, okay? What's your next step? So your next step, number one, fill out your IBA, your goal sheet, pay your class registration fee and register for the next class. Number two, attend licensing class, get licensed within 7 days and set a time to get with your RVP / your trainer. And number three, schedule a date and time for your open house to launch your business. See, what's the secret? See, the secret is, guys, we're all working together. That's the secret to help you build your franchise. Mm-hmm. That's it.